Hello, and welcome to Manifest the Big Stuff. I'm Greg Kuhn, the Law of Attraction Science Guy. I'm a writer, a speaker, a podcaster, and an intentional manifesting coach. Think of Manifest the Big Stuff as a check-in, a tune-up for manifestors looking to create their realities more intentionally. In each episode, I share ideas, tips, techniques, all of them designed to help you become a more powerful architect of your reality. I'm excited to be here with you right now because we have a great topic today. Becoming the CEO of yourself or the CEO of your life. Today, I'm going to share what a self is and how you can lead yours to success and fulfillment in virtually any area of your life. I'm also going to lay out my two keys to providing yourself with this type of leadership. And you definitely don't want to miss it when I reveal my three most important insights that I've had about being a great CEO of yourself. And of course, we have a studio audience in the house ready to discuss today's topic after I'm done. Now, if you'd like to be part of a future studio audience at my next live podcast, simply go to my website, manifestthebigstuff.com, and click on community. There you'll find the latest registration form. And to be frank, it might be extra safe if you wait until the second week of the month to register. And to make sure you know all about future podcasts, future live events, as well as get exclusive content from me available nowhere else, join my Facebook manifesting group. It's called Manifest the Big Stuff with Greg Kuhn, Creating Our Realities Together. The link to this amazing group is in the description of this episode on whatever platform you're listening to it or watching it. You can also look it up by name on Facebook. I'd love to have you join our vibrant manifesting community so that we can share more about intentionally manifesting your reality and engaging with it and extend our practices together. Now, this episode is all about you being the CEO of your life, the CEO of yourself. To explain this, let's begin with who and what you are. You, the real you. You are light. You are love. You are universal consciousness. You are God. Or as I prefer to call it, you are the quantum field. The real you has many names. Now, that's a whole nother topic that we've covered on Manifest the Big Stuff before. Yourself, however, is something different. Yourself is an experience, and it's an event of which you are a part, temporarily anyway, while you're here in three-dimensional time-space. Yourself has three collaborators which make it possible. Number one, you, the real you. Number two, your body, and especially your brain. And number three, your reality, the outside world, the other people, places, and things you share three-dimensional time space with. So there's you, the real you. You are living energy, energy that is temporarily manifested in physical form, and thus temporarily experiencing being a self here in three-dimensional time space. And there's your body, especially your brain. Your brain manifests the form, function, meaning, and value of your reality. And it also allows you to engage with your reality. And then there's reality itself. Other people, places, and things, all of which provide you feedback on the capacity of your beliefs to manifest a desirable version of reality and the adequacy of your ways of engaging with that reality. That feedback comes to you in the form of feelings. Among those three collaborators, you are a very special part of yourself. You are the CEO. You get to decide your actions, ideas, attitudes, and focus. And you get to be in charge of following through on those decisions. While yourself's two other collaborators can influence your choices, the final say rests with you. Think of yourself as a corporation. As its CEO, you don't have complete autonomy, but you do possess the power to make the ultimate call for the corporation, and you're responsible for implementing those decisions. And akin to a CEO, if you demonstrate effective leadership by making and executing sound decisions, yourself or the corporation will thrive. Now, a corporation is a group authorized to act as a single entity, which is a great description of a self. Much like a CEO in a corporation, you possess significant power and authority over yourself. You are responsible for setting the vision. You get to decide what you will achieve and the reasons for it. You create the plans to accomplish your goals. You are the one who puts your plans into action. And you are responsible for the results of those actions. This level of responsibility is precisely why you have been given such power and authority within the structure of yourself. So, just like a successful CEO, it's crucial to lead well by making good decisions and taking the necessary actions to achieve your desired outcomes. Just as a CEO is evaluated on their effectiveness, your ability to lead yourself will also be on public display, since yourself is a public-facing entity. Whether or not you desire it, others will be able to observe if you are a successful leader, and they'll hold you accountable for yourself's success. Fortunately, you do not have to go it alone as the CEO here. Your body, especially your brain, and your reality are powerful allies, as well as collaborators. When they work in harmony with you, your best self always emerges. And all you need to do is provide leadership. Your body and reality eagerly await your guidance to help you become your best self. Think of them like firefighters waiting for a call, ready and willing to lend their time, talent, and resources to your success. Therefore, you should take every opportunity to show them how to help you and guide them on the best ways to support you. To lead effectively as yourself's CEO, there are two keys I found that will never lead you astray. One is transparency. Transparency with both your collaborators. Start with openness. Share your vision, your plans, and needs with your collaborators in a clear and direct manner. Openness fosters trust, and it promotes engagement as it allows your collaborators to better understand how to assist you. Two, accountability. Being transparent also enables you to maintain a high level of accountability with your collaborators. When they know what success looks like, they can recognize it when it occurs, or they can recognize the lack of it. Being accountable as a leader is a powerful way to build trust and persuade your collaborators to work alongside you. Moreover, transparency and accountability do more than generate support and investment. They also reveal and identify your most dedicated allies. Your best allies, they can assist you in planning, acting, evaluating, and making adjustments every step of the way. And they'll often share in your success. As CEO of yourself, being an effective leader for your collaborators is vital. But what exactly does that entail? Essentially, it comes down to making sound decisions and seeing them through. And here's what I mean by that. You have the power to determine your actions, ideas, attitudes, and focus, and you also have the authority to carry out those decisions. For instance, even though you cannot control your body, you can choose to eat healthy foods and exercise regularly. Likewise, while you cannot control other individuals, you can decide to provide high value to them by giving your best effort. And additionally, although you cannot command your reality, you can use highly effective techniques to engage with it. When you achieve your goals and exhibit public-facing, verifiable success, you will always attract more assistance from your two collaborators. By accomplishing your objectives, you instill trust and you encourage people to work alongside you. Attaining a level of success that is visible to others, however, may not always be feasible. Despite your best efforts, there are going to be situations that are beyond your control, and sometimes in ways that aren't fair. Additionally, the ability to make choices regarding your actions, thoughts, beliefs, and priorities may not always be sufficient to overcome the obstacles. This is where leading by giving your best effort becomes most relevant. Because, irrespective of the situation and your feelings and the circumstances, you can always offer your best. While your best efforts may differ based on the context, it is still something you can consistently deliver. There's no doubt that you're going to face situations that test your ability to maintain command over your decision-making and your ability to follow through. Difficulties, discomfort, and pain, they can easily erode your independence as the CEO of yourself. In fact, I can think of various things like deceit, coercion, manipulation, oppression, regulation, restriction, limitation. I could go on, that all make it difficult for you to make sound judgments and execute your plans. The power to choose, however, cannot be entirely taken away from you. You must surrender it. Let's acknowledge that at times your best effort may not be as potent as what you were capable of in the past. You're going to fall ill. You're going to feel down. You will receive unpleasant news. You're going to encounter unforeseen obstacles and sometimes face unjust conditions. Nevertheless, no matter the circumstances, giving your best effort always creates the best opportunity for the version of reality you truly desire. Even in the worst circumstances, you can still be determined, persevering, growth-oriented, receptive, and patient, just to name a few. You can always be transparent about your intentions, no matter how big or small your goals may be. And you can always hold yourself accountable for carrying out those intentions. Now I'd like to share my three most important insights about being a great CEO of yourself. Number one, assess your life formatively, not summatively. Formative assessment is one that does not establish a final grade. Instead, it illuminates where more learning is needed. It's a checkup to guide future instruction. And in life, as long as you don't quit, you haven't failed. You haven't lost. This is undeniably true. So realistically, there really is never a reason to call it, as people say in the emergency room on those medical shows we like to watch. You truly are always a work in progress. You are never a finished product. Number two, use your feelings as feedback. Among the other things that it does for you, your body is actually a very elegant and sophisticated energy transfer system. It ingests reality through your senses, and then it transforms reality into feelings. And feelings are thermometer readings. Your feelings are telling you about the capability of your beliefs and the adequacy of your engagement. Painful feelings, as long as you process them, leave a breadcrumb trail directly back to incapable beliefs and inadequate engagement. And three, use a learn, grow, and change manifesting and engagement focus. Now, what I mean by that is learn from reality, your reality, and the feelings it elicits. Grow your beliefs and your engagement in accord with what you learn, and change your reality from the inside out. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. Well, with us today. My intent was to help you make the most of this time. And I can't think of anything more valuable than your time. So it really means a lot that you're sharing it with me. Before we go, as a reminder, please join my Facebook manifesting group today, where each month I share exclusive content with you about my life, my manifesting, my engagement with reality, and this content is available nowhere else. I'd love to have you join us. The link to this group is in the description of this podcast or video. Thank you again. Thank you for the opportunity to be of value to you. I never take that for granted, and I always come with the intention to deliver value. Until we get to meet up again, I hope you decide to make the most of your time, and I will do likewise.